Beginning of October 2025, they are going to be sending out letters letting you know that you have about 60 to 90 days to evacuate if you are on Section 8 longer than 2 years.
This woman on TikTok says she doesn't agree with Trump on a lot of things, but sure agrees with Trump on Section 8. Says it's giving folks 2 years to stand on their own, 2 years to save money, save rent, and eventually move out and better themselves. It's getting to the point where a lot of people on Section 8 for decades splurging on designer gear, fancy cars, while literally living on public housing funded by the American tax dollar. Says if you afford that, you can afford to pay your own rent. Assistance is a boost, not a lifestyle. Stop being so dependent and let's become independent. And because it's getting to a point where there's a lot of people taking advantage of the system, because right now in Minnesota, we're seeing a lot of Somalias basically on Section 8. Okay, Somali families with multiple new cars, you're wondering how they can afford it while being on Section 8, a government assistance program. And also, these programs are getting to a point where the tax dollars being spent is far exceeding the estimate. Like, you got a lot of them destroying the properties, and when you take them to court, American taxpayers are going to be the ones paying for their lawyers in eviction court. It's so wild.
Why are y'all so heartless? Why are y'all so heartless? I don't get it. Like, from one video, y'all really want to get me kicked out my apartment for what? For what? Now I'm most hated. Ain't I just a mother? It is just a human trying to live. Y'all hate me for being a human trying to live. Y'all hate me that much. Are you serious right now? Like, seriously. I'm just trying to make it. Trying to make it in a world I ain't never had no guidance in. Like. They say what you laugh at will make you cry later, right? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry I made the video. Now y'all call my management and tell them y'all was lying.
Mom? So I'm hearing that they're supposed to be doing away with Section 8. I don't know how true that is, but if it is true, it's about time. We got too many people that's taking advantage of the system. Too many people sitting around doing absolutely nothing. And guess what? We tired of it. Us working people are paying for you to sit around and do nothing. So while we out working 2 and 3 jobs, busting our chops and missing time away from our family, y'all at home chilling. Y'all up on the new Jordans, all the new clothes, all the new gadgets and gadgets, all the jewelry, all the bling, and all our hard working money is going to food and the house and bills. We can't even spend that money on ourselves. More time at work than it is at home. It's not fair. It's time to get up, y'all. If you ain't disabled, if you have 2 working hands and 2 working feet, you gonna get up and you gonna get to work. The harsh reality.
A rebuttal from my last video about public assistance. Don't get it twisted. I grew up on a lot of these programs. I grew up on Section 8. I grew up with my mother having to utilize Social Security benefits. So I understand. But I also saw the nuances of the programs. And I also seen where they can keep people stagnant. I didn't see the growth in the programs. I seen people get stuck in that mentality that they needed these programs to live. So, and I seen it throughout my community. And I already know we're not the only community that uses these programs. Matter of fact, the YT community uses these programs more than us, from the Section 8s to the Social Security to the EBT food stamps to Medicaid, Medicare, whatever they're using, they use this stuff more than us. So I'm not saying we are the main beneficiaries of these programs, but I see how they keep you stagnant. I see how they don't allow you to make a certain amount of money. I see how they basically monitor your life, because they feel like if we giving you this, you better not be doing anything else to better your life. Like, I just seen a story of a woman could possibly get 10 years for basically making food in her house, using her EBT benefits to get the supplies to sell the food out of house. They talking about giving a woman 10 years. Hopefully she don't get that. But look at that. Just for using EBT, she trying to better her life, or, you know, try to make some other money, because, you know, the programs basically don't give you nothing. You're not really getting a bunch. You getting enough just to barely survive with a lot of these programs. So a lot of people got to make other ways to make money. So your best bet is to utilize these programs to get in school, get a trade if you are an able-bodied person. Get a trade, figure out a plan, and if you have kids, work something out to where y'all together, where y'all locked in. Y'all locked in, you know, because at this point in time, it's expensive to live. And at this point in time, you need to be making up a 5-year plan where you're not going to need this assistance in the near future, because they monitor your life and you don't want to get stuck on this stuff and be dependent on this stuff for the rest of your life. And also have to fight for it in politics when these politicians really could give you a lot of the tools you need to better your life while you on the assistance. They'll make it better for you to better your life while you on the assistance. And that's the type of stuff we need to be fighting for. Where you could get a trade easier, where you could get into school easier. The ones that really want to make a difference in their life. So that's my follow-up on public assistance. Salute.
Listen up, because I'm not going to keep saying this, okay? Everybody on Section 8 does not pay $0 rent, $25 rent, $50 rent, okay? Let me tell you something. Majority of the women who are single mothers who have Section 8 have Section 8 because they need assistance with the rent. Not that they need their rent paid completely and totally and free. It's a lot of women out here that's paying a nice amount of money for rent, okay? $600, $700, $800 to be exact. Because they need help paying the rent, because they don't just pay rent, you know, like other people. I ain't gonna get to calling out no names and stuff, but y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Like them fathers who just have to pay their rent and their cell phone bill and they whatever little expenses that they have, they don't have to pay not a expense for a child, including child support. Yeah. So when a woman is fully supporting a child and she got to pay for daycare on top of that, she got to pay for all the clothes and shoes and sports and all of them other expenses. That's where her rent being reduced by 30% comes into effect. So now she can pay her rent and her kids can still enjoy sports and all their school activities that they have, their dances, making sure their hair get cut and their hair look nice and they have nice clothes and shoes and, you know, those type of things. They have to go to daycare. Baby, daycare is expensive. Child care is expensive. So, yeah, that rent, it offsets that for her. So don't be mad.
I'm so happy that Section 8 changing the requirement. Now you can only be on there for 2 years. And thank the freaking Lord. Because it be so many cases where folks' dead ass be on the thing for years. It be to the point they children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren be on their freaking list. That's why the waiting list always be so freaking long. Now, a lot of laws I don't agree with, but that's here nor there. But that one, yes, I definitely agree. Give other people a chance. So now you got 2 years to rack your stuff up, unless you disabled. If you disabled, this don't apply to you. And I feel that's going to drop sooner or later, too. But hey, that's here nor there. But they actually doing something that's making sense. I said what I said. I bet y'all start getting y'all lazy asses up now.
Stop. Don't scroll. Good morning, family. It's your girl, Sugar the Blonde, Houston's local AI writer and information queen. This goes out to my family who are Section 8 recipients. Well, family, because you got to know somebody that knows somebody. Who you know your girl, Sugar the Blonde, is going to inform you, is going to hook you up. But this right here that I'm going to inform you about, it is very disturbing. Number one, every individual has a right to privacy. Well, what's going on, Suge? What are you talking about? Well, it's been said in certain cities also in Texas have been participating. Your landlords, your corporate offices dealing with the apartment complexes, right? They're participating in installing cameras inside and out, yeah, of the homes. So if you have the individual owners and if they want to participate in putting cameras inside and out of the property, if you have an apartment complex, you know, tax credit properties, they're participating in having your privacy invaded, having the cameras inside and out. So it's said that certain individuals are receiving cash money. That's right. They're receiving cash money. So they want to monitor this because they feel like, you know, well, you're receiving cash money, then you're able to go and pay rent, full amount of rent somewhere else. So why do you need their help? A form of control. It also pretty much really, it's like, okay, yes, it's a form of control, family, right? But it's to make you leave. You know, well, if you don't want cameras on the inside and out of your unit, you don't want cameras on the inside and out of the rental home that you're leasing through Section 8, you can just leave. Yeah, but you got to look at it. You got to do the math. Contact your caseworkers. Harris County, contact your caseworkers. City of Houston, Liberty County, contact your caseworkers to see exactly, you know, if they're going to put this in full effect in the year of 2026, because you also have to do the math, family. Look what president that we have. He don't want you on it anyway. That goes for the food stamps. Now you're going to have to apply for your food stamps all over again. They don't want to feed us. Okay. I'm your girl, Sugar the Blonde, Houston's local AI writer and information queen. Yes, I understand. It is very, very unfair. But they're saying a lot of individuals, they have husbands, they have boyfriends that they sneak over, you know, when it's time for inspection, they go ahead and they have them to move all their things out of the home, or they go ahead and leave it in the car while he's gone. You know what I'm saying? So they want to monitor all of that and have the cameras on the inside and outside of the privacy. Now, my thing is, family, are y'all going to put them damn cameras in the restroom? In the bedroom? Or just pretty much all over? I'm your girl, Sugar the Blonde, Houston's local AI writer and information queen. Y'all have a great day. Have a great day. And really, in reality, it's really trying to bring all of us together to where, you know, you may have to just move in with your families and make it work. Have a great day.
So it's been a minute since I did one of my, you know, think pieces or whatever. But what do y'all think as far as Trump stopping food stamps in November, starting November 1st? Now, I did see where a judge apparently stopped him from being able to do that. I don't know how true that is. Just something I saw, kind of glanced at, didn't really look too much into it. But most of the people who voted for him, they're on government assistance. So now that doesn't make sense to me. And I want to know how they plan on feeding their families for the holidays. Because what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You voted for us, and like we said, y'all voted against yourselves. And that's that. Like, you voted against your fucking self. You voted against your own livelihood. Go fucking figure. Nah. We gonna say we told you so. Because we told you motherfucker so.
Tell me why. So this is the day of my inspection. And I hear my neighbor talking. Talking about some, y'all worry about my house when the girl next door making mad noise and shit. First of all, my music just be loud. There ain't nothing wrong with being fucking music. This is my crib. I pay my bills. You don't. And then I hate the people who like to clown about having motherfucking Section 8 because you ain't getting me out this bitch. Yeah, I got that shit. You ain't getting me out. And I'll say it loud and proud because all y'all on that motherfucking waiting list talking about some, oh, you got Section 8, you got Section 8. Well, bitch, I don't give a fuck because all y'all on that waiting list waiting for Section 8. Like, hello.
But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and say that because, like, don't piss me off.
Let's talk about facts when it comes to two-year Section 8 housing. As of right now, the two-year time limit on Section 8 housing assistance is only a proposal. You hear me, for all you trolls? It is only a proposal. It has not been passed into law. Okay, here's what we know. The Trump administration included the two-year limit in its FY 2026 budget proposal, fiscal year 2026. It would apply to households with able-bodied adults, excluding the elderly and disabled. The proposal has passed a House committee, but still needs to be approved by both House and Senate. If passed, the earliest it can take effect is October 1st, 2025. Let's go over important clarifications, okay? No executive order has been signed to enforce this yet. There's viral posts claiming it's already in law. They are all false. You hear me? They're false. HUD has not released implementation about details such as when the clock is going to start, how exemptions would be defined, and what happens after the 2 years are up. We don't have any of that information. When will we know for sure? So Congress must finalize the FY 2026 budget by September 30th, 2025 to avoid government shutdown. If the time limit is not included in the final budget, HUD will likely issue a guidance and timeless in October of November 2025. If Congress rejects the proposal, it will now become a law. Very important. Also, if Congress passes a CR, the final vote on the HUD budget can be delayed until late October or even January 2026. If no agreement is made, we know that a government shutdown could begin after September 30th. The Section 8 time limit will not take effect unless full budget is passed with that provision included. So for everyone spreading and fear-mongering, we don't know what's going to happen. September looks like it might be a busy month at the end of September. I know in my heart that they are not going to pass this so quickly. It is impossible that this is going to pass. I'm telling you now, I just feel it. So if you have any questions, please DM me.
Okay. We're going to make sure this house is still empty and safe. So the owner can come do a walk through later. Hello? If anyone's in here, you need to make yourself known right now. Whew. All right. Well, the neighbors called us and told us that they broke in, but I don't see a sign of a break-in. No. Let's go check the backyard. Oh, man. That's going to be fun. Okay. Ooh, gross. Gross, Ola. Okay, that's locked. Sounds like straight fucking poop back here. God dang. I don't see where they've been breaking in. Windows are screwed shut. Oh, that put me up to code. Oh, that's locked. Okay. Well, I don't think they're breaking in. What do you guys think?
They not doing that. They cutting everybody that's been off already for 2 years.
This is what I got to say about this when it comes to Section 8 welfare and all the benefits that we got in the black community, especially in the black community. And I'm only referring to this. When we got that money, and the benefits from it, we did the one thing that we should have never did. We threw the money back to the system and we didn't throw it back into our community. We did not use none of these benefits to build our community up to be self-efficient. We fell in love and got spoiled, which is what we don't got, truthfully, as all race, as a society, we don't got spoiled. We are spoiled. And we're believing in the system that's letting you know that this is how much we care about you. But you still don't get it. Now we're mad because they're taking that money back when we didn't use the money with what we were supposed to be using the money for. That's what the fucking problem is. If we would have used the money to really help our kids build our family dynamic back up, build it and strengthen it, we would be okay. They would have still took it from you. But we would have been in a better position. But now we're not going to be in a better position. Because people didn't do the right things by the money. Even the scammers didn't do the right thing by the money. They're still not doing the right thing by the money. If you're scamming the system, you ain't bettering yourself. If you're buying them back into the system, buying the shit that goes along with the system, you're still losing. That's the game.
Hey, y'all. I just got some more information, and it is specific to the Houston Housing Authority. Not so much Harris County, not yet anyway. I called, but I haven't got a clear answer. But anyway, it's about legacy vouchers. So Houston Housing Authority is no longer facilitating legacy vouchers. What legacy vouchers are, they are, I guess what we would say, inherited vouchers. So if that was someone on housing and the person had their adult children on their voucher, now on their voucher, may not have been on their lease, but on their voucher, and that person passes away or decides to relinquish the voucher for whatever reason, either one of those adult children that is still on that voucher can inherit that voucher. Now, Houston Housing Authority is saying, we ain't doing it no more. We're not doing it no more. And the reason that they aren't doing it anymore, of course, is to free up funds, is to be able to give other people that have been on the waiting list for a million years a chance to be able to, you know, use the program as well. And from what I'm told is it's supposed to phase out this December. So Houston Housing Authority will no longer be facilitating those legacy vouchers. So you can't pass it to your kids anymore. Y'all let me know what y'all think about that. Do y'all think that that's a good idea? Or do y'all think that it's a bad idea? I'm going to hold my own opinion for now. But let me know what you think about it.
So we get mad at the government for shutting down food stamps in Section 8. But we don't get mad at the fathers for leaving these moms alone to fend for themselves and their children with no help to take them to school, drop them off, pick them up, and things.
Now let's discuss this Section 8 situation. A lot of y'all have been on Section 8 since the 70s. It's about time you get off of it and let somebody else have some help. Do you understand? The Section 8 waiting list has been so long as it is because you have people from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s that abused it and never got off of it. They got on, said Section 8 should have always been 2 or 3 years unless you're disabled. We understand that. But if you are able to get up and work, you should have to. I have to work. Everybody in my family have to work. Everybody I know has to work. I don't know anybody on Section 8. That's the whole bottom line. Y'all say immigrants and people not from this country or whatever else, we take up Section 8. We don't take up Section 8. Y'all do. I know a lot of y'all, you might get upset, and that's okay. I don't care, because maybe you one that's been abused in the system. But when a mother faces hard times in this country, she should be able to go apply for assistance, get it immediately, use it for however long she needed, 6 months to 2 years, and then put her kids in a better position. She can't do that because she got to wait 4 or 5 years to get on Section 8 because y'all been on it since the 70s. That law I don't disagree with. Make them get up, make them get a job, because we had to pay for it. You mean to tell me I worked with mothers that needed Section 8 and couldn't get it until they were 4 and 5 years on a wait list? Oh, please. And this is what we paid for. Make them get up and work.
If you ever thought about getting a property and doing Section 8 because it's guaranteed money, you might want to think twice after watching this video. Of course, Section 8 is a government-backed entity, so the money is guaranteed. However, Section 8 has an unfortunate reputation for leaving your property in an awful condition when they leave, and this is one of those times. I'm gonna tell you how this Section 8 client unfortunately left one of my properties in awful shape.
Roach infestation. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, they were ramming this joint out.
Carpets tore up. Stuff all on the wall. Took down the smoke detectors. This is bad. This is awful. Dog scratches for a dog that wasn't supposed to be here. And I do want to say, not everybody under Section 8 is like that. And you can have regular tenants who leave your property like that. So it's not just all Section 8. But Section 8 does have that reputation for people leaving your property in shambles. So the entity of Section 8, they do need to do a better job at vetting who they bring in. They need a better process to ensure that the house is still up to code, still up to standard. Because that just shouldn't happen.
In less than 48 hours, America is about to be without food stamps. There's a lot of arrogance out here like it's not going to affect you. I've been seeing these videos. No food stamps is going to affect every citizen in America. Those grocery store prices are about to triple their prices. They've been getting supported by food stamps since 1964. That's a major loss for them. So it's going to be a major loss for us. Another scenario I've been thinking about are the people who gentrified America. Y'all are more fucked than anybody in America. Y'all moved in the middle of the fucking ghetto. At a $700,000 house in the middle of the ghetto, across the street from a goddamn 2-family houses, low-income houses all around you. Y'all niggas in the middle of the trenches. Y'all thought y'all did it big. How's it gonna get purged, my nigga? I'd be riding through the hood in my city, and I'd just be, like, befuddled. These motherfucking white people walking down the street with their dog, it was a shootout 24 hours ago. Y'all think y'all did it big. Y'all are royally fucked. Y'all gonna be around savages. You already around savages, and you seem to not realize it. But yeah, it's a trying time, and y'all gonna get tested. I mean, it's an area in my city, no lie. $1 million homes surrounded the projects. I mean, literally, if you live in those projects, you could look out the window and see a Bentley. And y'all think y'all good? Y'all on here talking crazy? All the nigga gotta do is go across the... I'ma shut the fuck up.